A lot of people did leave the city for the weekend, as did our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin. She was in Niagara-on-the-Lake catching the latest openings at the Shaw Theater Festival. This weekend, she saw the last of the series called Tonight at 8:30, which is a collection of one-act plays by Noel Coward that are grouped together three at a time. And the last trio in the series opened under the title of Ways of the Heart, and Lynn Slotkin is here to tell us about it. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Jane.
So you've talked in the past about how these plays in sets of threes are connected. And so what were the three plays that were part of Ways of the Heart?
The plays are The Astonished Heart, Family Album, and Ways and Means. And I think the word heart is the key to the theme. What people do when their heart is broken, betrayed, or ignored. If anything, the theme is cheating in one form or another. Cheating. The Astonished Heart is about a celebrated psychiatrist, his devoted wife, and her friend, a barracuda of a woman who's hunting. She's hunting him for fellas, who entices the husband into an affair with her. It's messy and obsessive for all concerned. Family Album is about a family of siblings in mourning for their dead father. There are all the signs of deep grief, but truth be told, the father was a rotter. He cheated on their mother with several women, and all the kids knew it. All these adult kids knew it. And it comes out after the will is read, and they inherit a pack of money. So all of this information comes out then. So they inherit this money, or did they really? That's an interesting thing. Little side there.
And Ways and Means?
And Ways and Means is about an upper-class couple who are in trouble. They are staying at a posh villa owned by a friend, and they have gambling debts. It's on the French Riviera, so what are you going to do? You're going to play Parcheesi? So they've gambled, and they're broke. And they broke, and they can't leave because they have no money to pay the tip the staff or buy transportation anywhere else. But then the ways and means of a solution appears in the most unlikely way.
Now, they sound like three very different kinds of plays, though. How does Coward handle them?
Well, with the Astonished Heart, it's obviously fraught with emotion. You have a husband obsessed with another woman who is obsessed with him, and you have a wife trying to keep a grip and get her husband back in a dignified way. And I thought the play and this production quivers with tension. Coward was wonderful at doing that. Quivers with tension. And as we have seen with Coward over the course of the 10 plays of Tonight at 8:30, he knows how desperate people operate. He digs deep and mines all those conflicting emotions. Family Album has the appearance of a drama, but that soon changes. We go from grief to confessed anger to revenge. And you throw in a butler who is selectively deaf, and you have a prickly comedy. And finally, with Ways and Means, this is an all-out romp. The desperate couple bicker about how they're going to find the money to pay their debts and leave, and the solution appears with a lowly, unemployed chauffeur that changes the romp almost to a farce. So you get a cross-section of the glory of Noel Coward.
And I know you've talked glowingly about the ensemble at Shaw Festival. What about this one?
I think they do really, really well. They do wonderfully well, of course. They can play that dramatic desperation with as much skill as the all-out comedy. And they know that both drama and comedy are very serious business. David Janssen plays the obsessed husband in The Astonished Heart. He plays a dour mourner in Family Album. And he plays the suave, charming husband in Ways and Means with bad gambling habit. His wife, Claire Julian is obsessive and impressive as the other woman, a prickly mourner, sibling, and the manic wife who needs money. And both of them wear these fantastic blue silk pajamas. I want them.
It must be fabulous, though, for these actors to get to play this range of characters all in one night.
They do. And the last person I want to mention, a couple of last people. There's fine work by Laurie Payton as the wronged wife in the first play, the wrong daughter in the second play, and a frumpy nanny in the third. But the star of these productions is director Blair Williams. He has a keen sense of the style for all three plays. He creates tense drama in The Astonished Heart, and his sense of humor in the other two plays is impeccable and hilarious. So he knows when to use music to rack up the humor. He knows how to use silence to frame a joke. His eye for segueing from one play to another will have people talking and laughing about it for a long time. Mm. So last year he directed The President, one of the hits of the festival, and he continues showing his directing gifts in Ways of the Heart. I think still good stuff continues at the Shaw Festival.
All right. Now, quickly, do you want to just look ahead to Summer Works, which is the next big theater thing you're going to be covering?
Starts on the 6th of August, goes to the 16th. There are 42 plays over those 10 days. And I'm looking at any new play. There are plays by established playwrights and actors. There are plays by new people I've never heard of before. There are some visiting companies from Newfoundland, Alberta. I'm looking for all of that.
All right. We look forward to it.
Great.
Thank you.
Take care.